This is the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. Acta non verba.
See, there's the sexy lady to start off the new year. Even though we're all kind of slackers.
Yeah.
I being the big slacker last week.
Well, we thought you were dead.
Oh, I might as well have been. Because it'd have been that easy. You know, it's just sitting there reading a book. Next thing you know, it's 8:30. I mean, I started reading like 4:30, 5 o'clock. I don't know.
It's all right.
It's just
okay. Yeah. You know, it's the holidays, you know. Drinking. Drugs. I wish. It's crazy.
It gave me the same feeling as whenever my grandma doesn't answer the phone.
Well, you drive over to check on your grandma. You wouldn't drive over to check on me.
The last time that it happened, actually, I was like 2 hours away. I had to call one of her neighbors to go check on her. He yelled in her window, scared the absolute shit out of her.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, if you got to know, you got to know. If you're not around, you're going to figure it out somehow.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Improvise, adapt, and overcome.
I don't know. But now I get to tell my story because of my holiday. Yeah, I'll share the full story. I gave you guys the short version or whatever. One thing, flying over the holiday sucks. So my mother's schedule really got screwed up. She flew in on a Monday, which should have been an easy day for me to take off. And she flew out on a Saturday, which would have been a good day to go see her. So, but it worked out that I took a Tuesday off. All good, right? Now, when my brothers moved, they told me Cedar Rapids. Well, Cedar Rapids is a general idea. They actually live in Cedar Falls. So instead of a 4-hour drive, it's a 5-hour drive. And I am setting this up a little bit here. Because this was the Tuesday after Christmas. The Thursday before Christmas, I break a back tooth while I'm driving, working, whatever. Didn't hurt. Didn't bother me. I went the whole entire weekend all the way to Monday before it bothered me a little bit. Nothing serious. Just like, it's a little sore. After the first of the year, get past the holidays, I'll get it in, get it checked out. Not with my luck. Tuesday on my 5-hour now instead of a 4-hour drive, about 3 hours into it, the side of my mouth started to swell. Almost to the point that I couldn't see the drive. Almost had the boy drive, but I was like an hour out, but it was hurting. So I walked in and was like, I know you guys haven't lived here all that long, but got any dentist that might be able to get me in? And my brother goes, is it really that bad? And I appreciated his wife at that moment because she goes, Nathan's asking for help. What does that tell you? He goes, oh, you're in a lot of pain, aren't you? Yes. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Luckily, she called around, got me an appointment. So I got to visit with my mom like an hour and a half. Went to the appointment. I'm like, just pull the tooth. It's a back wisdom tooth that should have been out ages ago. It's one of those things. The orthodontists back in the 90s were horrible. If I could go back and sue my orthodontist at this time, I would. Get your wisdom teeth. This is a public announcement. Get your wisdom teeth removed. They're just going to mess your teeth up. You're going to have problems all through your entire life if you don't. And the younger you are, better off you are to get them out. Mm-hmm. Well, we get in there, they get an x-ray. Nothing can be normal, right? My wisdom tooth has 5 roots. So that doesn't help. Let's go for a normal extraction. Nope, that didn't work. And the first round of Novocaine didn't work either all that great. So 3.5 hours later, after they took the tooth, cut it into 5 sections, one for each root, 2 more rounds of Novocaine, where the point at the last one, he put so much in, it felt like the face was swelling from the Novocaine. And then he started prying because they couldn't get pliers on anything to pull it. Yeah. He just sat there and pried on my gum.
It's like mining for gold.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's like, you should have been knocked out for this. And I'm like,
no, no fucking shit.
Well, yeah, it's one of those, you know, he's like, it's amazing that you made, like when he got done, but yeah, he pulled, got all 5, but it ended up being major surgery, all that prying or whatever.
Well, and yeah, because he's in there for so long, it just makes it worse.
Worse. Okay, so all good. Go back, pick the kid up. He had some fun with mom. And I will say a 5-hour or a 10-hour round trip is still better than driving 14 hours to Georgia where she lives. Yeah, so yeah. I wish it would have worked out better, but whatever. Drive my 5 hours home. And on the way home, still Novocained up. So, you know, no real pain. The following day, I felt great, like zero pain, zero agony, nothing, no issues, eating food, the whole 9 yards until that night. And for the last 2 weeks, it's been a roller coaster of pain. Over the weekend, the following weekend, I felt like it was drooling a little bit, not quite, but I was like, oh, I got blood in my mouth. I was bleeding like a stuck pig. Just spitting out, cleaning it out. Pretty soon, I ended up spitting out a bone chip. Because he did all that prying and everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then another bone chip and another root. I'm like, oh, no more Novocaine. No good drug. So the last 2 weeks, I think I have like another little sliver or something. Because every once in a while, it won't really flare up, but it just hurts. Like I got a sliver like
there or something,
or something's working its way out. So that was my fun. I take one day off to go visit someone, and I end up at the dentist for like 4 hours getting major tooth removed. I'm like, any other day of the week, I'd have been much worse.
Could have happened to CJ or I.
Yeah.
I can't do teeth stories. I don't.
You can't. Is that why you're? Do you still got your wisdom teeth, CJ?
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, in like the next year, the sooner the better.
There's go things in there. There's things that I'm terrified of, and the dentist is one. I will fucking admit
but
it.
But what I'm telling you is go in there and get it set up with that oral surgeon. Have them knock you out so you don't feel any of it. And get your wisdom teeth pulled. You don't need them.
That's not going to be the only thing. Well, if they look at my teeth, I'm screwed.
No. Tell them all you want are your wisdom teeth pulled. Because as funny as this is, as loud as I am, I actually have a small mouth for like all my teeth. So I'm actually with this back wisdom tooth out, my teeth probably will have enough room. Like I had my right side pulled and my teeth actually finally aligned. I still have one more wisdom tooth and yeah, I need to get set up. I'm going to go in and be like, I want knocked out, pull the sucker. But I'm going to give it like 6 months because I want this one to heal first. But yeah, because the older you get, that was the other thing the doc said. He was like the roots had started to fuse to the jaw. So that was one of the, which is only your back teeth does that really happen to. So the older you get, the worse it is, the longer the recovery time. Of course, I looked up recovery times. I'm like, give me a week or two. No, they're talking 4 to 6 weeks for most of the pain to be gone. And it could take up to 6 months to completely heal. I'm like, whoa. Mm. So the sooner you can get them out, if you're older and you got kids, as soon as you are able to, and a dentist says, yeah, we can pull them, get them into surgery so you forget about it. I think most kids do between like 16 and 19 get them pulled nowadays.
I was, jeez Louise.
Get them before they come in.
I was like 30 when I got mine out.
Really?
How bad was it?
It actually wasn't that bad. They knocked me out. I had one disintegrate and it was just the roots that were kind of left because it came in at a funky angle and I couldn't get the toothbrush up in there. There's just literally no room. And so that's what, and I hadn't gone to a dentist for like 10 years, but it's like, I need, this is a problem. So we need to get all this four taken out care
at
of.
The same time.
Yeah, it was really like three and a half. Like the one,
right.
They did have to dig a little bit, but it was just yanking a couple roots and that was it. But yeah, I don't even remember. I remember sitting in the chair. Next thing I remember, some mean lady's waking me up. And she wasn't mean. It was just her yelling to wake me up.
Right.
And then out the door, and I barely remember. I was out so much, I barely remember the ride home. And I remember getting into the apartment, or next thing I remember is waking up in bed kind of thing, really. I remember going, kind of trying to navigate steps going up, but barely. I was in and out the whole time, but it's just so.
Well, and then it all heals up at once. It's like get all that pain. Boom. And it's like your body goes into overdrive to go, oh, he needs to eat. Let's heal him faster instead of just one tooth here and one tooth there. Yeah.
And then I have had years later, I had a root canal. Like there's a cavity and just the way it was a weird way. The cavity like didn't catch it until way late. And then, they had to go in close to the root and eventually it was just a filling, but then it became a root canal. But luckily for me, it was draining. So I probably had that needed one for like a year, but because it kept draining, I never noticed it.
Right.
And even the dentist didn't even notice it. Again, because it kept draining and I was in no pain at all. And then finally she's like, now that I look at this, they took a couple x-rays from slightly different angles. It's like, okay, now that we were looking at this, you might actually have to. So I went to go see an oral surgeon and sure enough, he's like, yep, you need to, there is one. But the funny story about that is, he asked me what I do for a living and where I work. And I told him and he's like, oh, I know it's a big company and all, but do you know so-and-so? And oddly enough, it's like, yes, yes, I do. In fact, I sit right outside of his office.
That's cool.
And then I stopped and was like, well, wait a minute. Is this a good thing? or a bad thing? And he started laughing. He's like, no, we were roommates in college. It's good. And so he may have taken extra good care just because of that. So
nice.
So I've had a root canal and I could, I can see why people think it sucks. And because if mine wasn't draining, I'd be in so much pain because that it's abscessing and it has nowhere to go. So it just fills up in a limited amount of space. So I could see where that would suck, but I lucked out.
Yeah. Especially back here, the back of the jaw or all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had.
So this is what you have to look forward to, CJ.
Yeah.
Can we stop talking about this?
Let's make CJ a dentist appointment right now.
This has been an argument that me and the fiance have had many.
You know what? I don't care about the rest of your TCJ, but I'm telling you, go in there, get knocked out, and get them wisdoms pulled. And I think half your other teeth problems will go away just because of that. It's that goofy. Though all those wisdoms pushing and everything cause.
I have cavities that were so deep that my teeth have broke in the back. That's where I'm just like, I don't want them to pull them because they don't hurt. It's like,
But you want the wisdoms out of there, because those are the ones that will get, when they have to pull them, the older you get, the harder they are to pull. Like, that's why I had so much problem with these. Because I had, like, the back one on the right taken out, 20 years ago. And all they did was reach in there with a pair of pliers, wiggle it around a few times, and go, pop. You know, that's what I was expecting.
Oh, shit, I could have done that.
Exactly.
So let's drive to CJ's house. We got pliers.
Yeah, we'll do
it. I got some needle nose pliers.
Hold up. Are wisdom teeth only on the bottom? Or are they on the top as well?
They're on the top.
They could be on the, yeah.
They possibly didn't come in or not. Yeah. You got to get x-rays to see if they can't come in. Because the top wisdom teeth can take, they might not come in till, like, my wisdom teeth didn't even come into like my mid-20s, early 30s. They don't even come in till later.
Yeah, they do come later, that's for sure.
Yeah. And why you
should, or they can. I mean, it just depends. Like, sometimes they show up, sometimes they don't.
So on the top, are they the, like, the little half tooth?
No, they're the big tooth.
It'd be all like the way a molar, yeah, all the way in the back. So it'd be an extra set of molars, basically.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure my wisdom teeth have came in through the top. I know that in the back left of my mouth on the bottom, one's trying to poke through. My right side hasn't done anything.
Yeah. And see, mine, when they came in, screwed up like the 2-3 grand or whatever it was at the time of the orthodontics I had when I was younger that my grandma paid for. So it just screwed all my teeth up. I think braces, the metal braces with the glues that they used back in the 90s did more damage to teeth than anything else. Now they got those, what is it? Those plastic Invisaligns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If Alex needed something, I would probably cost more, but I'd be like, you're not gluing anything to his teeth. You know, braces.
Yeah.
We're going to do this plastic. But I actually, in front, the side tooth, whatever, the fang tooth, I had a double stacker. I had one tooth come in behind another one.
Oh, fuck.
So when he wanted to do the braces, he pulled all my teeth apart. Well, there wasn't room for him to begin with. So he pulled it apart to pull that tooth back into alignment, which it should have just been surgically removed. Because when my wisdom teeth came in, guess what happened? The tooth got pushed back. And at that time, no insurance, on my own, didn't take care of my teeth properly, blah, blah, blah. 20s, still a know-it-all. Yeah. 30 years later, you look back and go, you are a dumbass. But yeah, get wisdom teeth. There we go. We probably killed the wisdom tooth. CJ's crying. I'm trying to save you some greater pain down the road, CJ. Honestly,
oh, God.
Get those suckers pulled. Because I got the same thing going like that wisdom tooth up on the top left. It's broke. It doesn't hurt. But it's like the bottom one. How long was it cracked or broke or something happening to it where a chunk fell off to where it opened up and really got infected?
Yeah.
And then you're going in with a sore jaw, everything swollen. I think that's the other thing. You know, it was all swollen, impacted, and everything. So that makes the extraction even harder. Whereas if.
Yep.
There's that room.
Yeah. Call them, be like, oh, we could just No, no. I want to be knocked out.
Honestly, the Novocaine is almost the worst part for me.
The shot
in the back of the mouth, I don't give a fuck. That hurts so much.
You know what? I will give the dentist nowadays when they do a swab now. They don't just hit you. They got the swab thing that they put back there and swab it, and it numbs it just enough. I haven't felt the pinch in years.
Really?
Yeah. They'll go down and they'll numb the whole side or whatever, so you won't feel... I never once, besides I knew they were like sticking the needle in my mouth, never once did I feel a pinch. Not one time. Either the dentists are getting better at it or that little swab of whatever they do to numb things up first is extra strong, and I'm thankful for it.
See, that was the whole part of the dentist that I always fucking hated, because that shot of the Novocaine. I think that's where I get this fucking, like, it. I don't know. I get tense thinking about it.
No, I could. It's just hurt. I could understand that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I break my hand 7 times before I get that again.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of those things back in the day. You're going to feel a pinch and you're about to come up out of the chair because it hurts so bad. But no, I'm not happy with my current dentist in town. So I kind of put it off looking for another one slowly, hence another issue. But him never had it. And then when I got this tooth pulled, nothing. Yeah, because they numb it up first or whatever before. But I'm telling you straight up, go get knocked out. Let her take some video of you being all loopy and let us laugh at it later. But just go get knocked out. And I think if you have it all done at once, it's like done and over with.
Yep.
Yeah. Instead of...
You would almost have to knock me out because I don't...
Yeah.
I wouldn't sit.
Go in there and get loopy drugs. And that's for anybody, not just CJ. Tell them you want knocked out and you want your wisdoms out. So that's the public service announcement.
Glad we could talk about one of my phobias for most of this fucking podcast.
Not a problem.
And now, a word from our sponsor, the American Dental Association. Fucking God. 4 out of 5 dentists recommend.
Oh, yeah, that's like my holiday. The rest of it, I mean, my boy ditched me on Christmas, which I'm perfectly fine with because he went and hung out with friends. Who would you rather want to spend the day with? Dad at home, who doesn't really care for the holidays, or a bunch of friends and group
playing with your new shit?
Yeah, go hang out with the friend. So, but it was still funny. It was like 8:30 in the morning. How you doing? Merry Christmas. What was that? He's driving away. Okay, saw him again at 8:30 then. He didn't have to work, and he didn't have school the next day. At one point, I'm like, "Are you staying over somewhere?" No, I'll be home. Okay.
The girls' Christmas, like Christmas Eve into Christmas morning, and then they spent the bulk of Christmas Day and Boxing Day with their mom. And then, so it was cool to, it's kind of a made for sort of a scramble. And Christmas Eve is always at one of my relatives' place, so there's a big get together, which was really cool. And a lot of people, like, this was the first one post COVID where everybody really
had what, like 117 people.
Well, so one of my aunts just recently bought a new house, and it's perfect for her. She decided to host it because it's a new house. Awesome, right? Why not? But then you go there and it's basically, I think it's actually a little bit smaller than my place. So there was maybe 50 of us, 40, 50 of it. Let's say 50 of us.
Are you counting the kids?
Everybody, all in.
Okay. I would think there was more, but okay.
Well, officially there's more. I think if everybody showed up, the number's closer to 70 or 80 now.
Okay.
With kids, grandkids, et cetera, great grandkids. So, you know, it was still on the lighter side. But you pack, I mean, officially it's probably 1,500 square feet, but really used by the time you factor in furniture and whatnot, usable.
You're hanging out in the bedrooms just to have some space.
It felt like 900 square feet. So, but that was, it was cool. And then spent some time with.
Oh, and she had a Christmas tree up. So that took up space.
Yep. Yep. And so it was cramped, and, but it was good. Like I said, it was the first one, like lots of people showed up, and, you know, with COVID, like even this is the first one post COVID where everybody just kind of showed up. Cause I think last time, the last couple of years, I mean, obviously it's been gun shy, but then people start, if their kids have the sniffles and they're starting to get the sniffles, right. It's like, you know what? We'll just stay home. Mm-hmm. Like, let's not even tempt fate. And so it's one of those where now we're kind of back to normal. So that was kind of cool. But Christmas morning was a scramble because you get up, you do the thing. And then we went over to my parents, and then I dropped him off. And like you, I was like, oh, all right. Now,
just another day.
Yep. Oh. Happened to have a
little excited there.
Come over and.
Oh, you definitely got excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun times. Well, didn't you have, did you have nicer weather? We had like, it was like high 30s or 40. Like you could go outside in a t-shirt. It wasn't that cold here or windy.
It was, that week it was kind of brutally cold. That's when a cold front went through. We were supposed to get 6 to 8 inches. It ended up being closer to 1 to 3. And it was supposed to be below like air temperature.
Oh, I'm thinking of New Year's. It was 6. Nice. Yes.
I was curious what the fuck you were talking about.
Yeah, New Year's.
New Year's was completely different.
Different. Mm-hmm. Christmas was the negative weather. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got my holidays mixed up.
That's okay. You were drugged.
Did we talk about this already?
A little bit.
It's been that long, huh?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, the last podcast was the Olympia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that. It's a really good.
Yeah, I forgot.
Pretty good. So I thought it was good. So.
Yeah, our New Year's was quite interesting, to say the least. So the week of, Allie gets a text on Thursday that my best friend's getting married on Saturday.
Okay.
I'm like, wait, what?
Did he not tell you this?
No, his now wife told, like, it went in a group chat and told them all. And so I called him, like, what the fuck, dude? He's like, yeah, we kind of just decided on Sunday that we're going to get married on Saturday. I'm like, congratulations? What? I mean, we all knew it was coming, but what the fuck, dude? Yeah, so they had a wedding.
So a shotgun wedding, basically.
Pretty much. Okay. So they got married on,
went to a Denny's and just yes.
Yeah, 15 people at the wedding, and then after the wedding we all met up. Well, originally I thought I wasn't going to be able to go to the wedding, so because they could only have 15 people or they would have to pay like an extra $600 or something. So they're like, well, fuck that. So yeah. They ended up having 13 people coming and text me 30 minutes before it happened, hey, you can come. Like, yeah, I would love to. No, I'm not going to come there in 30 minutes. It's a 15-minute drive. So you're telling me to get ready in 15 minutes and be there exactly when it happens? Sorry.
You know what happened? He was listening to you talk about how long your wedding's taking. And they went, you know, let's just have the short version.
They had my style.
Cause of it,
CJ. They had my style. No, I'm fucking envious. I told them that. I'm like, I wish I had your style.
Exactly. Instead of the long, drawn out 2-year, 3-year, we're get everybody in line, have 500 people show up to the wedding.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Me and Jimmy are gonna crash it.
Crash it, you're fucking invited, dipshit.
I know, but we're still gonna.
How do you crash something that you're invited to?
Because you haven't seen the suits we picked out that were coming in.
I hope they're gorgeous.
You're talking about the T-Rex costumes, right?
With glitter.
Yeah. to strip her pants in ruffles.
You guys would probably fit in. We are having performers at the wedding, so you guys would definitely fit in. I can't tell you exactly what.
Well, Jimmy was talking about body paint, and I told him I wasn't into that, but
you can just paint your arms and you already got
it. That's not what you were saying last weekend. I mean, for science. We were testing it out for science. Science. Now it's a new BR OnlyFans. Check out patreon.com.
Don't worry.
BR Nation.
We only do CJ's feet.
Oh, people pay to see my feet. All right.
Yeah.
Related, but unrelated. I don't know why, how it's related, but it reminded me. I'll just say somebody I know, so they found a where they work. They ordered pictures of their employees, but all of them are like royalty. They're like pictures, you know, back in the day when royalty would have their would commission somebody. So there's a picture of Napoleon,
like
but they basically it's Napoleon, but they've cropped
their head in there.
The head in there, like they found a picture with them looking in the right way. So they took there's somewhere where they found, and I just thought it'd be, yeah, we should do that. We should have pictures like that, where whether it's a Viking or barbarian kind of picture or something like that, not necessarily the royal part, but
Conan.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, there's three different good versions of Conan, so we could all just pick one.
There you go. Yeah.
Perfect.
You'd probably be the Jason Momoa one, Jimmy. We'll put CJ on top of Arnold, and I'll go with the artistic drawing.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
Can't believe that logic.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought you were going to tell us something about somebody from your company having pictures of feet.
Uh-oh, did we lose him?
I think so.
Oh, his picture's not as good as yours with like the smoke coming out and stuff.
You like how I kept that too?
I do. Hey, that was an excellent picture. That
perfect
was
timing.
That was good. Well, I'm still working and you're still working. It has to be him.
I thought my internet was going to give out before his.
Yeah. Well, I figured something had to go wrong tonight because it was like, it's the holiday. It's this is going on. This is going on. And then I fall asleep the one night we could do it.
Fucking perfect timing. Everything. Yeah. It was like trying to get back to normal, but fuck it.
Yeah. No.
Nate passed out.
Don't rush it. It'll work out. Yeah.
We totally lost them. I was going to tell the best part of the story too.
I know. We'll give him a minute and see when he comes back. What other crazy things are going on? There he is.
Are you alive?
Bueller? There we go.
Uh-oh.
We didn't cut and paste any pictures because yours wasn't as good as CJ's.
Fair.
Yeah, it was kind of squinty and looked like you were pursing your lips to lick your mic or something.
Yeah, like I'm not sure what the...
Huh? It happens.
Shitty internet.
All right, CJ, best part.
So we met them at the after party, like the reception, sort of, whatever. We went to a nice bar. It's called the Bellhop. They serve like a bunch of fancy drinks. They do all the fire shit. The bride ended up getting smashed. It was 7 o'clock. I looked at my buddy. I'm like, it's 7 o'clock and we're getting kicked out of the bar because your wife's too drunk. He just looks at me like, fuck you. We we come back to our place because we were going to do the after party at our place and then do something else. Well, she's throwing up for like 3 hours straight. We think she's done. She throws up on our couch.
Oh,
we have to throw away a pillow. And we're all kind of just chilling in the living room, you know, drinking, talking, whatever. And she gets up and she's like, I'm hungry, and goes to the kitchen. I'm like, what? Okay. I might want to go check on her. So I walk over there and she's like cutting slices of cheese. I'm like, you don't need a knife right now. She's like, what? I can't eat your cheese. I'm like, well, it is kind of expensive cheese. We got it from Wisconsin. But I don't think you need to be handling a knife, let alone eating my fucking expensive cheese for your fucking drunk snacks.
Just to puke later. Ooh, cheese. Yeah, just all the different alcohol she'd probably be drinking to get smashed that fast. And then you add some good cheese in there.
Yeah, oh. I don't know.
Oh, that would smell so bad when she pukes it back up.
Well, we ended up going to another bar. It's like a tiny, tiny venue over in the Drake area. And I mean, it was fun. It was okay. It was not that great because all of their tap beer was warm.
Really?
I thought I was, there was something wrong with me when I had the first one. Like, Maybe I'm thinking this is wrong. So I ordered a different beer. It was absolutely disgusting. This girl's like, are you okay? I'm like, here, try this out. She's like, oh my fucking God. I'm like, yeah. Why did I just pay $5 for this?
Oh, so it wasn't supposed to be warm.
It's beer. No, it's like not.
Okay. They were doing it on purpose. That's why I thought you were saying it was on purpose. So all their beer,
you get
was,
what you pay for.
All the all the beer on tap was warm.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, maybe they just threw it together like the wedding was, and well.
Oh, well, this place has been. I mean, I've gone to it like years. Oh, yeah, years ago.
Yeah, but how would you screw that up? What, they didn't keep the kegs chilled or something?
I guess when you're paying a $20 fucking cover,
yeah.
I expect to have, you know, $5 a beer, $20 cover. At least make the beer cold.
You know, yeah. I've never paid a cover for a bar
on New Year's.
I never go anywhere on New Year's.
Exactly.
That's
why I didn't want to go out. Oh, because yeah. You have to pay cover on New Year's. And $20 is cheap.
Yeah, I've never paid a cover on a bar. I've been asked to pay a cover, and then I laugh at him, and as I turn around to walk away, because there's another bar that wants my money, and I will get a drink or something. It's like, nope. Unless you give me three tickets,
it's one thing or something. If there's a band or something like that, yeah. I could understand because then they're recouping.
Yeah, there was a musical act.
Oh, okay.
I will give them that. But
still. I've been to bars where they're charging cover just to get in. It's like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, nope.
Sorry. And then you're going to charge me whatever for a Budweiser is going to cut. Yeah. It's no. Sorry. Hard pass.
You think you're going to get enough money right there?
I cannot. I was probably in my 20s the last time I stayed up past midnight on a New Year's. Like early 20s. I don't stay up. I'll sleep 1 year. That's not completely true. When I worked mids at the base, I was probably up during a New Year's, but I was at home or work. But beyond that, you know, just private life, I don't go anywhere on New Year's. I don't even like traveling the day before or after New Year's. Same with Christmas. I hate Christmas Eve and Christmas. If I don't have to drive, I don't. I stay home.
Yeah, I stay up at least, especially. Yeah, I stay up. Last year was 2021, 2022.
Yeah,
going 2 years back.
Well, I'm trying to think. So I think. Yeah, end of 2020 into 2021, I spent at the cigar bar.
Oh, okay.
They had a thing, and I was like, I wasn't gonna go out, like didn't had plans of, but it's like, you know what, that sounds good, just to smoke and hang out and whatever, and then I'll just be there. I'm not looking to get drunk, I'm not looking to whatever. Right. So I just picked a spot at the bar, sat down. The place was packed. They had somebody playing like guitar, jazz guitar in the background kind of thing. They had some snacks, and then the place was packed, I mean to the brim. And then there's a empty seat next to me, and then but then there was a couple people, so we were talking, and then in a dude sat down in the empty seat, and I've talked to, you know, made some new friends, and you know, then kind of see each other every once in a blue moon when I go out there, and it was super fun. It was just, and maybe that's because I was expecting nothing, didn't really have any plan, like wasn't looking to do anything. It was just chill. I mean, once we started there was four of us. Once we started talking, smoking and drinking, you know,
I would probably do the Scar Bar or something like that, but I would still have an Uber.
Yeah, man.
Because here's the thing. I don't want to drive. I don't want to be, it's like,
don't want to deal with all that.
Yeah. I don't want to tell you the other dark side about New Year's. Not just are you paying a cover, you want to see how expensive your fucking Uber is.
Oh yeah.
We went four blocks. It is four blocks to this place. It was $30.
Four blocks. Wow. You know, that would still be worth it for me not to drive though.
You just don't have to deal with it.
I don't want to. It's like, I know I'm putting my life in somebody else's hands, but usually they hit the driver's side.
And if I'm in the back seat for some reason,
yeah, you're good.
Probably a little
good.
More safe.
Yeah,
a little more metal around me.
Hey, that's where you put the kids, so it's got to be right? It's safe for the back seat.
Just hop in the back of the truck.
Yeah,
the back of the station wagon.
Go but it's bed. Like I don't want to get pulled over. It's just like I know.
Why tempt fate?
Yeah, I'm gonna get pulled over. Why? I don't know. It'll be for something stupid. Oh, mm-hmm. You didn't turn your turn signal on. What?
Soon enough.
The one time, that I didn't turn it 3 seconds early. Have you been drinking? Nope. It's like,
this year I hung out, so the neighbors were having some people over, so they invited us to go over there, and so it's like, okay, sure, hang out. It's low key, just chill, played some games. Talked and then Happy New Year. Okay, get out. It's pretty much
I get up too early anymore. You know, I get up at like 4:30. It's like stay up to New Year's, the turn around to be up at 5-6. No, not really. No, thank you.
You and my grandma have a lot more in common than I realized. Yes.
I'm getting up there. And it's funny from a guy that worked seconds and thirds and used to not, you know, slept most of the day away. Now I'm the exact opposite. I'm up and moving, but before most people are even considering, hell, half the youth are just going to bed like at 2:30, 3 o'clock, and I'm getting up.
Yep. Absolutely.
Sounds like a weekend. Yeah.
Because it was like the day after, day after New Year's, I was working. So it wasn't like
Monday.
I didn't have the day off.
The market holiday observed. So I had off. And then the girls were off school and I had them this week. So I took off that week. Plus, I just had time to burn.
But it's like, are the stores open? Yeah, I'll just drive it. You know, it was like, why? It's just another day. I don't really care.
Yeah, everybody and their mother on my team and at work took that time off just because, partially because we've been going like bats out of hell. And then here soon, it's going to be twice as bad. So if we don't get it now, may not get it later, kind of thing. So have a lot of stuff going on.
When's the holiday fall next year? Will it fall to Saturday or is it going to fall to Monday? I always forget which way they fall to. I'd have to look.
Please hold. Your call is very important to us. All calls will be answered in the order that they were received. You are number 3052.
See, it'll be Monday. So it falls forward. Yeah. For whatever reason, when the holidays fall on a weekend, it screws everybody up. You know, it's like, do we take this day off or we don't? I'd rather have a holiday on a day of the week than it's a given. You know,
Christmas Day is the 25th, right? I mean, it's Monday, Monday, right?
Yep, yeah, it's Monday.
Monday as well.
So it moves up a day and not falls, but yeah. So it starts to, it's like Sunday, Monday, it'll work through the week again.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, now you have a given day for it to be off. And it makes sense, and everyone's taking off. I mean, like, around Christmas, it's like, is the bank open or isn't it? You know, what screwed me up is I normally get my groceries on Sunday. Well, guess who isn't open? It's like...
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell this when we talked? I screwed up my grocery because I usually get it every Sunday, but I had skipped a week because I'd gotten kind of some extra stuff the week before Christmas. So about Monday, Tuesday, we were pretty bare bones into the house to the point of, are you eating out and work? When he goes to work, he eats out. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, what days are you home? Thursday, Friday. Okay, Thursday we're doing Casey's. You know, buying something Friday. And I'll get groceries on Saturday. It was like, just because of how the holiday, I didn't even think about it.
Yep.
It just, yeah.
Yeah.
In retail, so weird of who's open trying to get the last little bit of sales to who goes, oh, no, we're closed. Corporate America's closed. So yeah. People can go shop and spend the money they don't have.
So, yeah. Yeah. That ain't no lie. Yeah. But there was a question I came across that I thought would be interesting to answer. Where is it? Hold on. You're being sold as an action figure. What two accessories do you come with?
Oh, a battle axe? No.
And an M50.
No. A battle axe that's like an M50 also. It shoots and it's a battle axe. It's a gun
converts,
battle axe. It's a gun axe. Yeah, it's either or. Maybe something a little bigger. I'm trying to think how big a 50 cal barrel. Yeah, that'd be about the right hand. What's up from a 50 cal? I don't know. Maybe a 10 mic or I'd have to look. But yeah, 50 cal's fine. It shoots 50 cal. And then and then another accessory on top of it.
Yeah, you get two, like, what two things? You know, like, when you're a kid and it's, like, whether it's G.I. Joe or it's Star Wars, right? They'll have, if it's Luke, there's a lightsaber and maybe...
I want the, like, the Silver Surfer, where he's got the surfboard that he rides on that flies everywhere. That's the other accessory. So you can fly on a surfboard, fly along, and lop heads off. And if you miss one, turn around and shoot it. Those are my two.
Or have a glaive that shoots. So you can swing it around, cut people, but then also fire some bolt type. Anyway. I don't know.
I'm 50 cal and battle axe. I'm going to stick with that. So,
yeah. It was so quick to answer that, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's he's had that in his back pocket.
Well, it was easy on the one. I had to think a little harder on the second accessory. But I want something that allows me to fly. I don't want to necessarily just fly myself like Superman.
Superman.
No. I want to be on something because, like, Superman, he has to do a pose or something flying through the air. It's like, you get on a surfboard, that looks cool. Even the what it was a Green Goblin on his like
hoverboard
type feel.
Yeah, that's cooler than just flying through the air. Yeah, because then you have to wear a cape. If you're gonna fly through the air, you gotta wear a cape. If you're not wearing
a cape, as Edna in The Incredible says, no capes. If you for the Incredibles fans out there. Fans. No capes.
No capes.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're still thinking about it? It was your question.
I know it was my question, but it's like, and I think the original post, like somebody put, you know, like a bottle of wine and a, I mean, it was something snarky. Like the post I saw was more snarky, sarcastic, stupid kind of thing.
And you're an action figure. So, you know, you got to have action type items. It's not like I want a lawn chair.
Hilarious.
A lawn chair. Your accessories,
a little lawn chair
with an umbrella. Like, I want a lawn chair and an umbrella.
Or a lawn chair with a little, like a drink with a little tropical drink with an umbrella in it or something. Those are my accessories.
Oh my fucking god.
It'd be like the yeah, you definitely, I mean,
battle access shoots.
I like my answer. What are you guys going with? You can't have mine. You got to have different accessories.
I'm going to go with the Blades of Chaos.
The Blades of Chaos? Okay.
That's the God of War?
Mm-hmm. Those are the most badass weapons I've ever seen.
Somebody made those.
Yep.
I thought there's like a... Yeah, okay. I wasn't just seeing things. Like, somebody actually...
Yeah.
There's, I've watched quite a few of those. They're like the ASMR.
Forge fitted. Yeah.
Yeah. You just get to hear the guy hitting the metal and all that. Yeah, it's quite satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I'm riding a huge bald eagle.
Oh, I like it. See? Or no, it wouldn't be
like a griffin or what are they called?
No, griffins with the lion. A rock.
A rock.
ROC, rock. They're a big bird that you can fly on, but they can be shaped like an eagle. That'd be cool.
Rock. Yeah, we just
you don't want to be a normal eagle. You got to be a giant eagle. So a rock would be giant eagle. Yeah.
I was trying to. Is that Greek?
Yeah, Greekish Roman.
I was trying to remember what the fuck that was from.
It's in fantasy all over the place, but it's spelled R O C. A lot of people will go look for it and spell rock, R-O-C-K, and it's like,
It's like
R-O-C. I mean, I remember it just from reading fantasy over the years. I couldn't even tell you who. Piers Anthony pops into my mind, probably one of the first authors I remember, but it's all over, all through high fantasy. There's different, I mean, even Tolkien had that, he had the golden eagles, but. Yeah, rocks are still cooler than them.
Rocks. So wait, to go back to yours, was it a battle axe or a warhammer?
Mine? Battle axe.
Okay.
Yeah. Battle axe slash 50 cal.
Yeah, see, there's part of me that would want something like a broadsword or a warhammer, something big. It's not smart and it's unruly, but
no, you're an action hero. You're an action hero.
It's like Final Fantasy. What is it? What's that fucking one? Mickey Mouse? They have like the big dumb swords.
Final Fantasy, yeah.
Was that it?
The big long swords. Big katanas.
They're like seven times their body size.
Yeah, totally. Can't think what they're called, but
But yeah, like a big Warhammer. Because I've always been, there's something about
CJ. Mm-hmm. He wants a big Warhammer and he's a short little guy. Can we say dwarf?
Dwarf.
Yes. Dwarf. Jimmy D's thinking about Gimli. He wants a Warhammer as a dwarf.
As an aside, we dwarves are,
you know what?
Great at long distance.
We're
great sprinters.
He's a chihuahua that thinks he's a mastiff.
It's funny. We have there's a guy at work who's leaving. Today was his last day, and he's going to pursue some really interesting, interesting opportunity. So there's me, this guy, and one of my peer, actually, who's the same guy who's doing the same job I am, but he's 6'7". The guy who's leaving is like 5'10", 5'9", 5'10", somewhere in there. He's taller than me, and I'm the short one. And so this guy who's 6'7", he's like, yeah, they keep people based on height around here, apparently. So I guess, you know, that's why I'm still here. You're cut. And then I'm like, I overheard this conversation. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. How do you explain me? And he's like, well, you're just so short they don't even
realize notice. You're there. Oh, I like him.
You're totally under the radar. You're literally under the radar. It's like, yeah, I'll buy that. That makes sense to me. Fair that enough. Explains why I've been here so long.
They don't even notice me.
Yep. Well, it would be not favoritism. What's the opposite?
It will come to you. I'll go back to mine. A Warhammer and a Rhinoceros. Like we're talking about travel.
That is a full-on dwarf setup.
Yes. Some
big old rhino. Yep.
Tank of a tank.
Yeah.
Armor but that plated. Fits. Yeah, that fits. Like anytime I play a video game, I'm usually that character.
He's going to be on a rhino with his Warhammer, but he's going to wear like a loincloth / thong like Conan. So he's not going to be the big armored warrior. He's going to be there where if he bounces too much, it'll just be swinging in the wind.
I don't need shit holding me down.
Exactly. Got to be agile.
I like to be on my feet.
While wielding a fucking Warhammer.
Yeah. And you're on a rhino. So, I mean.
Yeah.
God, the Chafion, that would be amazing.
Well, or, you know, so the girls and I watched the first Avatar movie because it's streaming. So we were on Disney or whatever. So we watched it and they redid it in 4K and blah, blah, blah. Like, and it's amazing how beautiful that, I mean, it's like, wow, they spent some serious time, but I never saw it when it first came out. But all the stuff that they built, some of the animals, some of the, like they have this, it's like a cross between a rhinoceros and an elephant in terms of size. It's like a rhinoceros, but as big as an elephant, but it's got a hammerhead like head. It's like, wow, that's impressive. It's like, holy crap. Who came up with that?
That's the kind of hybrid I need to be riding.
Yeah.
Who do you think would win between a rhino and an elephant?
An elephant.
You think the elephant would win? Mm-hmm. I don't know. The rhino's got that big, thick skull and horn out front. I mean, the elephant's got the thick skull, but they got the trunk. And I'm not talking like a token type elephant, not a mammoth. No,
it's talking like an African elephant.
Yeah, an African elephant against an.
That horn, like I know elephants have tusks and they could kind of turn and whatever, but if that rhino got a good jab,
a good run straight, boom,
and then
Yeah.
Like one good flick of that head in the right spot and that you could be toast. Although how much mass are we talking about?
Well, I looked it up a little bit. We're talking 15,000 pound average elephant, African, whatever. Rhinos are about 7,900 pounds. But you got to think elephants are a lot more leg, 10 to 12 feet tall, where a rhino is 4 to 6 feet in height.
That's what I was thinking.
So you take
with them being lower.
Yeah, they can take the legs out. Yeah. You know, the elephant's got to get down there more.
It'd be an interesting fight, to say the least.
Yeah. I think the rhino could get in there and maybe gut the elephant a little bit. Or that's take out a leg, and then it's going to be done. Since we're getting sidetracked on... Okay, we all got our accessories. And we're getting sidetracked on animals. I was reading this thing on lions. I can't remember exactly why I was looking it up. But general knowledge, they live in prides. So one male, you know, top male, a lion.
Alpha, yeah.
Yep. Several females, and maybe an occasional male or something to a certain age, or if they do, whatever. One interesting fact is when the females lions like going to heat, they get banged like 20, 30 times in a day. And they only have like a small window of time to but it's like 20, 30, they keep going. And if the male lion can't keep up, they'll either start like trying to bite it.
Giving him shit.
Yeah, just try to get like, hey, I need to go again. But when I was reading this article, and then I looked it up to see if it would back up in a couple other articles, lions are a matriarchal society. Everyone talks about the lion being the king of the jungle and this big, tough dude. And in reality, the women are the one, or the female lions are the ones that are out hunting.
They do everything, honestly.
They take care of everything. About all the male lion does is maybe like walk around at night and help protect it or whatever. Or if any large beast, they have to draw it in. It's like at the end of the day, if you really look at the lion pride, the women are in charge.
I know there's like one pride of lions that's actually all males. It's like the most, they're actually like a lot larger than most lions. It's like some weird thing. And they're like a pack of five of them. I don't know where it's at, but I wish I remembered everything about them, but they're like kind of an anomaly.
Well, or there are a whole bunch of them that got ran off and couldn't get their own prides and stuff.
That's kind of what happened to them. Yeah, but
isn't like it, you know, it's like everyone talks about being the lion, being the alpha. But if you actually look at the pride, the women are in charge. It's kind of a flip-flop there. You know, I find those little articles interesting because we think I'm a tiger guy. Like, if you ask me between a tiger and a lion, and this is what got me thinking about it, I would always bet on the tiger. Just my mentality. They're more loners and everything else. I associate more with them than I
less
do
of lions. A pack.
Yeah,
more of a. Yeah.
They only come together to mate, and then they disappear from each other. They have their own territories. But I kind of thought that it was interesting if it's always been that way and I just didn't pick it up. But lion prides are a matriarchal society. And you got all these guys being, be the lion. Well, he's getting basically buzzed around by a bunch of females. Granted, he's getting all banged by a bunch of females. If he can't keep up, they kind of start looking for the next one to come in. Kill him off, and yeah.
I looked it up. It's the Mapaga Lion Pride. It's six males that run together.
It just says they like the mafia.
Yeah, they're bad motherfuckers. They run like a huge area in South Africa.
Are they That's not the ones associated with being the man eaters, is it?
I don't think so.
Okay. That was no, that was two lions. That was that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are some bad dudes. Like if you can look at their pictures, they are
all males. For whatever reason, didn't get a pride. I find that interesting.
is that men going their own way? their lions toe. Going their own way.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's such an interesting world we live in.
Yeah, the animal society is just like they've really changed subjects on how we talk about alpha, beta, omega, and everything from all the wolves, and then we come to find out that none of that's really true, but we still use all those terms.
Holy shit!
It's like. Yeah,
they dominate an area approximately 170,000 acres.
Wow.
It is believed that they have killed an excess of 100 lions and cubs in over a year.
So they're going around killing off all the prides because they're angry MGTOW.
Oh yeah, they're fucking people.
They're just not MGTOW. They're angry MGTOW.
A real militia.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting too, because you know how often are there things like that? But there's always that. There's always a purge, right? There's always something to cleanse. Like even fire, like you think forest fires, right? And certainly, but every once in a while, it's like the world, nature, whatever you got, whatever you really want to call it. But like, you know,
it cleans itself up.
Yeah. Nature knows like how much do our bodies know? Like when it comes to fighting disease and some of those things. So like,
toothache.
Yeah, but the things that we would normally do to try and mitigate some of those things really, and I recently read Anti-Fragile by Nassim Taleb. It's a hard read, or could be a hard read because it's more analytical and philosophical and dense in that sort of way. But it's still approachable and understandable. Like he does make it simple and straightforward to follow. It's just so dense, and his ideas are so dense anyway. But anyway, thinking of that, like he talks about, you know, you see this in nature and maybe in our bodies too. Like he talked about, I don't know if he got punched in the nose or something happened, and you know his nose swells up and he goes to a doctor and they wanted to give him something and then do a cold compress or do this and do this. And he's like, you know what? What if I didn't? What if this is just my body's way of dealing with the thing and it knows better than a doctor does or even than I do, like consciously? And so it just made me think, you know, so now maybe whether it's for whatever reason, there's too many lions and nature put this group together. It's like, gotta go. Thanks. It's like, you know, Noah, God saying, I'm going to send a flood to cleanse the world because screw all you guys, in a similar way. Like it just is, again, not
start over. Yep.
Not trying to talk, you know, make a statement spiritually one way or the other, but just generally speaking, it's interesting that there is this pack of lions that go through. They have such a huge area and they're culling other lions. Like, that's interesting to me. Like, whoa. Well, apparently the herd needs to be thinned.
Yeah.
Fuck these rules. Let's add a little anarchy.
Yeah, maybe.
That's literally what they thought. Like, I'm not going to be the one getting fucked all the time. All right, we'll just fuck you all up.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe. That's crazy. That's,
you know, it'd be funny that somewhere along the line, they come out and be like, yeah, and we found this pride of like 70 females. We think we now understand the dynamic.
Yeah, nature is definitely an interesting.
Well, and even with humans, with however you want to blame it, in the normal cycle society of everything or whatever, or go the whole conspiracy thing and say there's elites trying to knock off and reduce the world population, however you want to look. But it's also funny that on one hand, we think all the elites are trying to like reduce the population for whatever reason. But on the same time, you're starting to see all these articles from the governments trying to figure out how to get their people to start having kids. Because they realized on the financial side of it, there's no young people bringing money in to take care of all the old people they have.
Yeah. Yeah. For all the talk about a population explosion, it's actually declining and has been and will be.
They're talking like in the next decade. And I think I sent you guys that article of the Joe Rogan deal where they're talking about China could basically implode in the next decade because their population is dropping off so fast that there's no young people to take care of the old people.
Yeah.
Or, like across the board, we're just talking, there's not enough people, you know, to set up to take care of them. And they're seeing it. And then a friend of mine sent me another link. What country
was it? Start making babies, CJ.
Yeah.
Give up on the pullout game.
No tax. They took Hungary. Hungary addressed falling birth rates by exempting moms under 30 from income tax.
Wow.
Yeah. So, hey, you guys don't have to do income tax. Da, 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 da. We want all you young people to start having kids to help out our population. When governments
stop making everything so expensive that you got to have two household income. That'd be one way to start.
That's crazy talk. I know. We can't have these sensical solutions to
that would be the easiest
real solution. Problems.
Come well, on. That would be here in the U.S.
No, not yeah. necessarily. I'm talking about my own fucking thing. I could give a fuck else about China. I know. You want to be real here? I could give a fuck about China.
That yeah, just here in the States. But if you go to like lower income areas. They got a ton of kids, but they are also living off the government.
Yes.
So you add those two things together and it's like, well, if you took the government money away, it's just an interesting conundrum. But at the overall, that population is decreasing. And you figure in the next decade, there's going to be a lot of funerals.
Just
because there's that whole age group that's in that sector.
Well, yeah, boomers, right? As they start dying off in droves. And, you know, like the video you reference, that guy mentions, right? You know, that sort of pyramid's inverted now where we have more old people than young people. We knew it's coming. Like, boomers, just this generation that that passes through.
Well, and they're like trying to fight it now, but it's like you guys put all these laws into effect to reduce the population.
Yeah, yeah.
And it now was their choice,
their policies, and their decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, it's like we're in this mess partially because of you.
Yeah.
It's weird how your own decisions affect you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wonder why millennials are kind of fucked up.
Well, so I reread The Fourth Turning, and it's an interesting book. It was written in 97, and they talk about everything rolls in cycles. So, you know, you go back, it's like, is it 80 years or something? So you go back, the last major cycle started with World War when World War II ended. Before that was World War I, and then
wasn't enough time between one and two. I could be wrong. I don't remember.
Well, they did say there was one. Maybe it was World War One. I don't know. Anyway, you go back and then it's the Civil War, and then you go back and then it's the Revolutionary War, and then even going back before that, we go from this country to Europe. I highly recommend the book. It's an interesting read, whether you buy their theory or not. You know, and we're starting to get a little past the window, or here before too long we'll be past the window that they talk about in the book, but there is some wiggle room, like who knows and how severe. Right. Anyway, things will get bad before they get better, or they'll get worse before they get better. And, you know, like we were talking, a lot of this is because boomers, when they were younger and, you know, they were in charge. So there's decisions that they start making laws, and whether locally or federally, there's just policies that happen. They're running companies. And so corporate policy, all these sorts of things. And it's going to leave us in a spot, in essence, where it's Gen Xers are going to have to clean up the mess so that millennials after us can clean up and run it once we unfuck it.
You know, though, I think Gen Xers, though, my own opinion, are saying fuck it. I don't even think most Gen Xers at this point want to clean it up. I'm in that category. I'd rather teach my son how to like do better. But it's like we're at a weird age. It's like I really don't want to argue with you guys. You know, I don't really want to fight you guys.
That's fair. And maybe sitting back really, and chilling. Maybe that's the way we kind of handle it and unfuck it. It's like we pass the shit on to, we're willing to teach the skills or the ideas or whatever to our kids that our parents didn't teach us, kind of thing. And if push comes to shove and things really get bad, I think it will be, to some degree, Gen Xers that kind of stand up and make the pragmatic. Nobody likes us anyway, partially because we don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
And because we don't give a shit, we're going to be the ones that say, you know what? Let's cut this fucker. Let's cut this program, or let's gut this thing and start over, or let's pare this back, or whatever it is. Because nobody's going to remember us anyway. Right. Our parents kind of said, go outside, just be back at dinner. Like, we don't care about you. Not that they didn't care about us, but there was that sort of just disconnect. Nomad.
Yeah.
Do your thing. And likewise, we are going to be nomads in that sense for history. They're not going to necessarily remember us. And fine. Again, that goes back to like what I was saying. No, but we don't give a shit. And nobody gives a shit anyway. So if we need to step in somewhere, we're going to step in. Otherwise, it's us teaching our kids the things that they need to know. And then as they get older, they'll implement some of those things to unfuck whatever it is.
Yeah. I'm going with the next generations will actually truly fix it. Like they learn from all of it.
I think in the book, in The Fourth Turning, it's more like, Gen X will kind of, I think of it more as setting the table in ways that like lay the initial foundation for the rebuilding or the fixing.
I think it was a Joe Rogan podcast, but I was listening to several clips, so not 100%, but they were talking about how mainstream news media is dying with the generation.
It's because nobody listens to it.
Except right. Basically, they gave the age of 30. They said,
you're not watching you're not watching the
Fox
nightly news.
Yeah, but it's
rush
like,
home from work so you can turn on the tube, and watch the national news, and find out what's going on.
Yeah, it's like
the first time. Every time, the only time I ever see the news is when I'm at my dad's house or at Allie's parents' house. It's the only time I ever see the fucking news.
Yeah,
or I'm at the airport.
I'm listening to it, and I'm like, "What the fuck are they talking about? Yeah. Like, none of this shit's important."
Yeah,
we all know that it's a bunch of bullshit, anyways.
Yeah. So they gave the age of 30, but I think that's another thing where there's a lot of Gen Xers that don't listen to the news.
Not anymore. I don't.
They finally got to the point where it's like they got enough tech savvy that
if we want to know something, we're going to find it.
Yeah, we're going to find it. We'll go watch YouTube. But I'm saying the Gen Xers took a while to get away from the news.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that most of them are now to the point that beyond the Weather Channel, they don't care. You know, they realize they found YouTube, they found Twitter, they found all these other outlets that all the younger guys already knew about. But it's like, oh, you mean they can give me like live footage? Okay, that's cool. Why can't the news media do that?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, we all cut cable. We all cut, you know, it's like no one watches the news.
It's funny that we're talking about this because I've been watching these videos about they're kind of nerd dudes talking about like the downfall of Wokewood, woke Hollywood. And it's just funny because they're like, they're always trying to push some message. And if you looked at the numbers, this was like one of the worst years in the box offices ever. And even with inflation, it was still terrible. It's like, you can't make people watch this woke bullshit that nobody fucking cares about. Give us real movies. That's why Top Gun was one of the highest grossing movies in America. It's because it was just a good story that wasn't trying to push a message.
And, it was a movie.
Can't blame COVID anymore. They were trying to blame COVID there for a couple of years.
They already had their fucking bailout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. That's the funny thing about all the, because I think Maverick was up for a nomination for Best Picture.
It could be.
And then there was, I know, maybe cinematography or something, just the way they shot it, or the way they came up to shoot that movie, you know, because it's not like the first, it's not even like the first Top Gun. And the first one, you kind of get a feel for it. But this one, they're really in the plane.
Get a feel for it. Yeah.
Yeah. They're really in the plane. They're really flying. And credit to Tom Cruise. It's really important for him from a storytelling perspective that the more you can see the actors doing the thing, the more you're immersed in that kind of deal. And that he keeps, obviously he has clout to say whatever. We're going to do it like this. And everyone goes, all right. Yeah. Like, who's going to argue?
Or if they don't, they get someone who will say, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
but it's a solid story. And even if you didn't see the first one, it still stands on its own. Like, you can get the gist.
You don't have to watch 7 hours of movies to actually get what's going on, like the Marvel Universe.
Yeah. Well, and by contrast, so like,
and it's not a remake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a continuation.
Yep.
With
like a clear sequel. Yeah.
A clear sequel with believable characters.
Actually, believable story.
Developed characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real.
That's one thing I'm running into. Like, I'll watch a movie. I'm like, who is who again?
Yeah.
Like, you have no connection.
Supposed to care about what?
They're driving what message? A woke.
Well, I guess I'm going back to watch John Wick again. Like, it's not believable on one level, but on another level, it's completely believable.
John Wick takes you back to action flick.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like the Expendables. Yeah, I didn't really care about the storyline. Just keep shooting. Just
so cool when Chuck Norris shows up.
Say cool one-liners.
Just by him. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's so I haven't seen any of the Marvel movies in the theater save one. Well, and it's not technically a Marvel one. The last Spider-Man movie I saw in the theater. And it's Sony. And that was actually a really good...
It was fucking good.
I thought it was great. But all the official Marvel ones, I just streamed because I got nothing. You know, it's one of those, if nothing else, and I got some time to kill, I'll check something out. I think the last one I watched was the latest Thor movie. And honest to God, I watched an hour of it. And by hour, I mean I fast forward through maybe 20, 30 minutes of that because it was useless and stupid. And it's like that could have been that movie. You could take and fit it like the real, like 30 minutes would have been fine. Mm-hmm. And it was so terrible. I mean, the act, it's like, did you guys even try on this one?
No.
Like, I'm not even talking about try in terms of effects or anything like that. I mean, like acting. Did you even bother to act or to try and pretend to be the things you are? Or did you wing the script? Like, it felt like the three of us got together. It's like, okay, let's film a movie. Go. What are we doing?
What's some of the dumbest shit we can throw in a movie?
Yeah. And then, and spend I'll say millions of dollars. Now I'll film it. Go. Like, I mean, it felt like that to me. And it's like, screw it. I'm not even going to.
The fact that how they portrayed Zeus was kind of the thing that pissed me off the most. A drunk fat
he's one big
idiot.
Fairy. Yeah. Yeah, the whole thing was one comedy bit that never, like, it'd be one thing if they were trying to make it fun and funny and it landed.
It did not. None of it.
No. Yeah. It's like somebody thought this is a great idea. Like, they were, you know, it was probably, it's like the what you started the podcast with in The Chick Who Is Drunk. By 7 o'clock, it's like, I got a great idea. This will be awesome. It's like her and like two or three other people just like that, drunk, just gone. Yep. Okay, I got a great idea. We'll get some cheese, and then we'll, you know, and then
just film it. Like, just
yeah,
don't no
trust me.
Make a muscle, dude. Go,
just film it. Just start filming.
Just trust me. This will be like found. It'll be like found footage. It'll be brilliant. It'll be like Blair Witch. It'll be brilliant.
Before we solve all the world's problems, we should probably end it right there.
Yeah.
Because we have a win. We already have a movie lined out.
There you go.
We'll
so check that out.
Yeah.
Patreon.com /BRNation for all the updates on our. On our upcoming movie. Don't forget
the OnlyFans. Subscribe to the OnlyFans.
Our links to OnlyFans will be out there, and then don't forget if you send us $50,
there's just one link.
Oh yeah, and don't forget if you. Send us $50. We'll send you our book, How to Get Somebody to Send You $50 for free. So check it out.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. I hope it's given you something to think about in your own quest to develop a barbarian mindset. Because it's with this mindset that you'll find the skills, strength, attitude, will, and endurance to see things through and live within the civilization and still be a barbarian. We appreciate your feedback. We especially appreciate those who have been supporting the podcast. That's the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. On our website, on Anchor FM, and on Spotify. You can find the show notes on the blog or anchor.fm/barbarianrhetoric. If the podcast has been helpful to you, please let us know. You can do this by checking into the Apple Podcast app, give us 5 stars, and leaving us a short review. This will help us get our message out in front of many more people. You can also talk to us on social media and let us know what you are thinking about or how this has helped you. On Twitter,
I am at Steel Janz. That's STEELJANZ. And I'm also on Instagram at Barbarian Rhetoric. There's also a couple other things you need to check out. One is the Barbarian Rhetoric blog. And of course, our newsletter. There's a pop-up which you'll see as soon as you land on the blog. Thanks for listening. And always remember to be a barbarian in a civilized world.
An apex predator. Into a civilized world.